The Bush administration's plan for speeding up the handover of authority to a provisional Iraqi government has hit its first major snag. Iraq's most senior Shiite Muslim cleric says he's troubled by parts of the process and is demanding changes. The head of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council met with Ayatollah Ali Husseini al-Sistani today in the holy city Najaf to try to work things out. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani rarely makes public pronouncements, but when he speaks, much of Iraq's Shiite majority listens. Earlier this year, Sistani decreed the drafters of a new Iraqi constitution must be elected, contrary to the initial plan put forward by U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer. American officials at first dismissed Sistani's proposal as too time-consuming. But several months later, Bremer was forced to scrap his original plan and push the drafting of the constitution off until late 2005. Now there's a new issue. Abdulaziz Hakim, a Shiite member of the governing council, met with Sistani yesterday in Najaf. After the meeting, Hakim told reporters that Sistani had strong reservations about certain parts of the new plan that Sistani feels don't allow the Iraqi voters to express their will.
Al-Sistani was aware of the draft of that resolution, and he showed deep concern because of real loopholes that exist and that have to be solved. Otherwise, the project will be incomplete if it does not fulfill the ambitions of the Iraqi people.
One target of concern for Sistani is a series of meetings of Iraqi regional leaders next spring, which will lead to the naming of an interim legislative body. Hakim says Sistani is unhappy that the foundation for a new Iraq would be launched without hearing from Iraqi voters.
It has to look for the best mechanism to transfer authority to the Iraqis. We think that there will be a real problem in the country if there is no agreement on this project.
An aide to Sistani says he's also concerned that the agreement fails to state that the Islamic religion will play an important role in the new government. After the governing council's current leader, Jalal Talabani, met with Sistani today, Talabani gave an upbeat assessment. But he dealt mainly with the question of who would get to draft the constitution, not the more recent objections.
His Eminence called for the election of a council by the Iraqi people to draft the permanent constitution. Opinion has been fully accepted by the governing council and the coalition too.
But as for Sistani's other complaints, there was no confirmation from Iraqi or American officials that they had been resolved. Iraqi politicians suspect the new, faster American timetable for the handover is primarily intended to allow President Bush to tell U.S. voters next fall that the Iraqi problem is being solved and troops are on their way home. As the president made his surprise drop-in visit to the troops here today, U.S. officials insisted their mission is simply to establish democracy in Iraq. But they had no immediate comment on the Shiite call for giving Iraqi voters more say in the process. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.